Morning, we welcome you to ABC, and the teaching this morning is on the subject of the Matrix. And no, I don't mean the movie. Perhaps most of us have heard that there is a movie by that title, but no, we're talking about God's Matrix. We've heard Apostle Joshua speak quite frequently over the last few months about God's Matrix. God's Matrix, hallelujah. That's the way we want to go. And I have been on the sidelines, of course, as you might guess, watching the development of this from its inception to its present day form and its continuing evolution, where this is not a standalone, standstill kind of thing. This is for us to grow, and as we grow, it grows with us. And it's kind of like parents often use the measuring sticks to measure the growth of a child. And you've got to keep going back and measuring again because the child has grown some more and is taller. And so the same concept is true here with the Matrix. I always thought it was a wonderful idea. And I've seen firsthand all the benefits that my husband has received by doing it. Needless to say, he has been urging me to get started and to get really hooked into it, to get on board with my own Matrix. And my first thought was, wow, that's a wonderful idea. And I really think it's great. And I would really love to do it. But oh my gosh, how in the world am I going to fit that into my schedule? I have so many duties and so many responsibilities, and my schedule is already very full. How am I going to do this? You know, at first it was like I had no clue. I'm sure I've echoed the sentiments of many of you, if not all of you, at one time or another. Too much going on takes up too much time. Too hard to do, too much of a change from my normal routine, and whatever other objections you might have come up with. Yet, I wanted to do it. So, several months ago, I took a baby step. My first step by choosing three items: USPs, communion, and forgiving others. And with a pencil and a blank sheet of paper, I made a basic graph of the dates and the three items, and I would just block each one in as I completed that day. So it's easy to start with a blank piece of paper and a pen or pencil, whichever is your preference. We don't have to wait for the computer. Maybe you're not really computer literate, or maybe your printer isn't hooked up or not working right, whatever. You know what? It doesn't matter. When you're starting, you want to start simple, so you do it with a blank piece of paper and a pen or pencil. And so with that, I made my basic graph, and I was faithful about doing the three items every day, but not so faithful in writing it down and documenting what I was achieving. And that's part of the process. You need both parts, because if you don't know how many you've done, you don't know where to go from there. So it's important to do both parts. And as I say, I was faithful about the one, but not so much the documenting. I guess you could say the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. So that went on for a little while. But I knew that the Matrix was a covenant with God. Covenants are very serious. They're basically life and death. God made blood covenants. And he's not having us do a blood covenant this way, not by, you know, making a slice in your wrist and merging together, as many of the tribal areas did when they did a blood covenant. They did it very literally. But the covenant with God is even more potent than that. This is something that is absolute, and we want to do things God's way. And we don't want to disappoint our Heavenly Father. So when we choose to do this, we want to make it so we can complete it and take the time to document it every single day. So I didn't take that lightly. And for a while, there was a battle between the matrix and my duties and responsibilities calling me. You know, it's kind of like I make the effort and get partway and then try again a day or two later. So anyway, Apostle Joshua and I sometimes wish that we could just pull apart. We think about the people living in abbeys and convents. And you know, that almost sounds enticing. The concept of getting away with God, alone with God, with no distractions and no interruptions from the everyday things of life. That sounds really good. But we're not there. And another thought besides, if we did pull aside like that, we'd miss you all. So how would we get to see you if we're off somewhere by ourselves for a very long time? So that's not going to work. So it comes down to making a decision, a choice, a commitment. Notice some of the music today has to do with commitment and consecration. And that's what it takes for us to do this very wonderful tool that God has given us. It's a commitment to doing things God's way. Remember that we make 25,000 decisions a day, or so one secular study has informed us. I don't know how they came up with that, but, you know, at first it sounds like, oh, you know, that number's way out there. But then again, you start thinking through your day. Okay, the alarm goes off. You were at the beginning of the day. Should I get up now and turn off the alarm? Should I stay up? Should I go back to bed? What should I do? Decision number one. Okay, then you get up and it's like, okay, I need to get dressed. What are you going to wear? Well, that involves multiple decisions and multiple combinations and so forth. So you've got several decisions there. And then you come to breakfast and the same thing again. Should I have cereal or bacon and eggs, etc.? So we begin to get a picture of, yes, there are a lot of decisions that we make every day. And ABC has been teaching us that we should be consulting with the Holy Spirit throughout the day, asking Him what we should do in making these decisions. So it really comes down to everything we think, say, and do is a choice, is a decision. Think about that. So by October and November of 2023, I had expanded the number of my items on the matrix, and I started, but I was still struggling with consistency. Consistency, remember that word. By the beginning of January 2024, I knew that I wanted to be alive and remain when Jesus returns. I mean, we all want that, right? But if we really, really want it, then guess what? It was time to get going. It was time to get serious in everything that we do that is highly focused on that as our goal. Apostle Joshua calls the matrix the ramp to the ark of the rapture. So we can just see the ramp. Remember, the ark had a ramp whereby all the animals came up into the ark. Well, he's saying this ramp to the ark of the catching away of the church is the matrix. Through doing the matrix, we grow so close to God that that pulls us into the ark of this covenant. So wonderful. As an end times ministry, ABC has been led of the Holy Spirit to teach the what and the how for us to become overcomers and remain alive and faithful to Jesus through these last of the last days. And the matrix is our key. The key to the treasure of the intimate relationship with Jesus, in which we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so clearly that we make choices with his guidance to remain safe and secure and ready for Jesus' return, to be caught up with Jesus in that pearl of great price. Isn't that exciting? Everybody getting like, woo! That's a day to look forward to, and it's not so far off. So, 2024 is a year of change. It must be a time of change for us. The time is very, very short now. The time to build our house on the rock is now. We don't want to wait and build it on the sand. Sand has all kinds of problems. Sand, well, there's quicksand, there's sinking sand, and then when the storm comes, it washes away the sand. So if that's your foundation, oops, no good. Not something we can depend on. And there's a saying that tomorrow belongs to those who plan for it today. So we want to plan building our house on the rock now. And the Matrix is an awesome way to do it. So in the beginning of January, I made a covenant with God to do the Matrix faithfully every day, to do it and record it. I have a sheet of 25 items that I now cover every single day. I was very excited when I got to day 21 in a row. Woohoo! 21 consecutive days. We remember what 21 days marks? The beginning of a new habit, an establishment of a new habit. If you've done the same thing faithfully day after day for 21 days, you are now in the habit of doing that. So that's a very exciting benchmark for me. And it would be for each one of us. It was for my husband when he reached that quite a few days ago. Because he is leading the way as of today with 255 consecutive days. That's almost a year of doing it every single day and being absolutely faithful to complete it each and every day. That is his first priority, and I knew it had to be my priority as well. So he did exactly what we're recommending that you do. He started very small, just a few items on one page, and with time, he grew to more items, and then it grew from one page to two, and now he has 3 pages of items that he covers every single day. So foundational to my one page are USPs, the intermittent, the sets, and the rapid fire. We'll go over that very shortly. Communion, for me personally, God has called me to doing 5 communions a day, one of which is with my husband, and praying in tongues, the Word of God, and affirmations, most of which are done 10 times a day. Affirmations, each affirmation 10 times a day. And you go, only 10 times a day? Really? What happened to when we were doing them by the hundreds and the thousands? Well, we found that there was a lot of variance. Some people were very faithful for a short while to do a whole lot. And then things would get crazy in their lives and they kind of forget or back off or not find time, whatever. And so there was a lot of erratic behavior. They do it and then they didn't do it and they did it and they didn't do it. We're finding if you do like 10 every single day has a great deal of power in the consistency of what you're doing. In fact, the consistency is a crucial spiritual weapon. Remember that. Consistency is a crucial spiritual weapon. So here is how you begin. You take a blank piece of 8.5 by 11 paper. It could be smaller, but it's nice to have the bigger size to be able to grow. And here's one of my early ones. And you can see nothing fancy here. Doesn't have to be fancy. It just needs to be where you can see it, where you can read it, and you have the space to spread out and do what you need to do on it. And so you'll notice I put the items on the left and the dates across the top, and I enclosed each area as a separate day, and this is what I accomplished. And every time I do the counting, I do it with hashtags. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so it's easy when you look back to go 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever. Okay, so that's the beginning there. So remember, as we urge you to start your matrix at the same time we're encouraging you to start small and manageable. So keep in mind the 10 times per day on affirmations. Okay, and again, you write down the first items that are a must for you. Remember to start basic and small. Suggestions for basic categories are the ones I've already mentioned. USPs, that is an absolute must for everybody. Word of God, communion, tongues, and affirmations. A little bit of each per day. That's 5 different groupings. But if you do just a little bit each day and do it consistently, and then you can build and grow from there. With affirmations, there are 3 basic ones that we've covered in ABC schools throughout the years. These should be already a part of our basic lifestyle. You will remember these 3 because they cover pretty much our entire being. The first one that covers the body is, of course, everybody, 1 Peter 2:24, right? I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And then what about our mind? Scripture? 1 Corinthians 2:16. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. And for our words and our heart, we go to Psalm 19:14. In the name of Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to my Heavenly Father. So you see, these are not very long, and it's easy to be able to do that many in a day. Remember that the matrix is a covenant with God, helping us to put Him number one in our lives, making time for Him, fitting our schedule into our day with God, rather than squeezing time with God into our day. I want that to sink in, so I'm going to repeat that. Again, it's a matter of our prioritizing God over everything else. As the matrix is a covenant with God, it is helping us to put God number one in our lives, making time for God, fitting our schedule into our day with God, rather than squeezing time with God into our day. Covenant means that the matrix is completed each and every day. And that's not meant to be fearful or overwhelming. Rather, a godly goal for each day. And that's one reason why we start small and do small and doable, and we grow in time to make a deeper commitment and more items on our matrix and more time spent with God. We start small. Am I being repetitive? Yes. You may understand that teachers usually do that, so you get the point. And you want to be sure and understand that you want to start small. It's very important. As the saying goes, don't bite off more than you can chew. I think that's a good analogy of what we do here. You want to make it a comfortable habit before you move on. And you want to be able to do, when you set it up the first time, for at least 21 days. You want to establish that habit. Now, you may go longer than 21 before you increase it, or not. Talk to the Holy Spirit about it. He'll guide you and let you know what he thinks you're ready to do. So, step by step, always. And so, when the time does come, there are various ways that you can increase your matrix. The length of time you spend in the Word, the length of time you spend praying in tongues, the number of communions per day, additional affirmations, perhaps the number of affirmations, different affirmations included, and then there's the subject of how many times each day you do each one. So those are possible ways of increasing. And there are some possibly non-spiritual items that you can add to your matrix. There are things that sometimes we need a reminder or an incentive or just be able to find the time to be able to do some very important things. For instance, for me, I've always been very, shall we say, erratic about taking vitamins. I'd like to be taking them every day regularly, but I think about it and, oh, I can't take the time right now, and so I wouldn't do it, and I'll do it later, but of course later never came. And so I was very erratic about it. And then my husband knew that, and he was trying to give me little reminders, and sometimes it helped, but sometimes again, I put it off till later, and later never came. So I decided, okay, this is important enough for my body, for my health. I need to add this to my matrix. And I'll have you know that from the day I added vitamins to my matrix, I have not missed one day in taking vitamins. So that really has helped me. And Apostle Joshua, he's called to write books. It takes time to write books. And we found when we made the transition to the apostleship and the focus on writing books that, oh my gosh, so many things increased, phone calls and this and that and obligations, and wow, you know, we were finding the day was getting filled up really fast and he hadn't gotten to starting the book yet. You know, maybe once a week he might have a little bit there, but nothing consistent until he put it on his matrix. And with it on his matrix, he spends time every single day working on one or another of his books that are coming along very nicely now that he has it on the matrix. What if you're, for instance, you have a special project of sorting through some boxes in the garage, for instance, things you haven't been through in a long time and you need to make time to go through them, but you haven't had the time, add it to your matrix and add 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day for that. 5 minutes a day is more than you did before. So it sounds like not very much, but I'll bet in 5 or 10 minutes you could get a lot done doing it every single day. And you keep it on your matrix for as long as the project exists. And when it's done, you can remove it then. No big deal. So this is what my matrix looks like today. You probably can't see it very clearly, but I have all the items down the left, and I have about 25 now. And I have the dates across the top. And above that, I'm putting what day from the first day I started, how many days consecutively that I have been doing this. So that's an encouragement to me. You know, it's kind of like, you know, give me a gold star, Lord. And see that, yes, I am pleasing my God. I am being faithful. I'm being consecutive. I'm being consistent. And this is exciting. And then you can see, especially at the bottom, allow yourself sufficient space to do your hashtags of your USPs. USPs, rapid fire. We remember that Apostle Joshua taught the rapid fire is where you do a bunch of them in a row, like maybe 50 or 100. But again, if you're starting small, you want to consider the 100 as your first step. And then there's USP sets. And this is like each of my 25 items. Then at the end of the day, I have 25 hashtags in my USP sets column, because I do a USP and I do an item. It might be an affirmation that I say 10 times. It might be a communion I take one time, etc. Each one, USP, item, USP, line item from the matrix, and so forth through the day. So you're getting a few of those. And then there are the USP UIs, which are the intermittent ones. And the intermittent, we want to be sure to do all day long, even when we're not focusing directly on the matrix. The UIs are to be done throughout the day. Remember what Apostle Joshua has taught about the USPs being an instrument for putting us under grace. And this is ever so important. We need to do this throughout the day. It doesn't do us any good to do a whole bunch of them one time and then stop and not do any more. I had a friend who knew she was supposed to drink a lot of water through the day, but she hated doing it. So what she chose to do was to take two-liter bottles, fill them up, and then first thing in the morning, she'd guzzle them down. Okay, I fulfilled my obligation for the day. I've had as much water as I'm supposed to have. And that's not the way to do it. I kept trying to tell her, that's not good for your body. It's supposed to nourish your body throughout the day. You don't want to be flooded out and then go into a drought the rest of the day. It takes spacing. It takes coverage of the entire time. And the same thing is true for the intermittent USPs. If we're to be under grace, you don't want to just do a whole bunch and, okay, it's good, I'm under grace. And then that time ends, and then you go off and doing something else, and then you forget to get back to the UIs, and then you go the rest of the day, and you find, oops, what happened? Things are going really crazy. Guess what? You're not under grace. That's why we want to do them periodically throughout the day. And in fact, there are times when I need to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and guess what? I do at least one or two USPs while I'm up. So it's just like I get out of bed and, okay, in the name of Jesus, I don't know of any sins, and then I continue on. Okay. So what happens if you get back to bed and then you can't get back to sleep? Gee, this is a really good time to stump the devil. He's trying to steal your sleep. So you knock him down with doing your matrix. You get the word of God out there, you get your affirmations out there, your communions, whatever, and you do it until you fall asleep. I've worked with just praying in tongues before, but I'm finding with all of this, it helps and works together. It just sets the stage, it relaxes you, and it's a wonderful thing. It's so much a part of my life now, and I'm right around 50 days now straight since early this year, and that for me is very exciting. So concluding this part of the teaching then, as we get older, there are several affirmations that Apostle Joshua and I do on a regular basis from our matrix, and we're presenting them to you to let you know these exist. If you so choose, pray about it and see if you would like to do it. No matter what age you are, there's always planning ahead and preventative maintenance, as well as dealing with current challenges. So these are three very common areas of challenge for older people, or people as they age, depending on what older means to you. You know, when you're 20, 30 sounds old, so, you know, it's all relative. Number one has to do with the bones and the joints. And we've heard about osteoporosis, and that is a challenge with the bones, adding a weakness. So we say this, in the name of Jesus, my bones and joints are strong and dense in perfect alignment and shall never be broken. It's a very powerful one. I've been saying that one for quite a number of years now. And then we've added number two regarding cancers. That is so prevalent all around us. In the name of Jesus, my body is free from all cancers, tumors, cysts, abnormal growths and conditions. Amen. Okay, and number three, again, sometimes there's a challenge with balance and falling. And falling is not a good thing because some bad things can happen from falls. So we're going to anticipate that. And from Psalm 91:12, in the name of Jesus, my angels bear me up, lest I fall or dash my foot against a rock. So you can just picture your angels there. You're starting to trip against something and the angels catch you and you don't fall. It's marvelous. It's God's promise and we claim it daily. And as you're praying for yourself, know that you can also pray for others as ABC has taught you through the years. Most of all, remember that having and prioritizing a matrix daily is the proper preparation for you to negotiate through these last days on your way to being alive and remaining in order to be raptured, to be caught up with Jesus on that glorious day. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I provided for you an outline printed out, and you have guidelines. You have all the basics that you need here. I'll just review very quickly. We've talked about negatives, so we're going to talk about positives here. First of all, the definition of a matrix is a personal covenant with God to accomplish daily a list of tasks. And the benefits, my goodness, there are quite a few. Proper preparation for the ending days with the goal of being alive and remaining when Jesus returns. You know, if that were the only one, it would be worth it for that. But there's more. It provides the ramp to the ark of the rapture, drawing us in, preparing us, drawing us closer to God, which we all want to do and we've always said we want to do. Better management of the USPs. Again, with the three different types of USPs, it helps us to focus in and get them in. It's important. We need to be under grace. I can't stress how important that is for us to get in that habit right now. It keeps us acting in faith. If you look at it like this, the matrix is actually our faith action plan for being raptured. And we know faith action plans are good things. We need them. And through faith, then it keeps us under grace, especially the USPs. Number seven, it releases the power of God's word throughout the day. I don't think I need to elaborate that. We all understand the power of God's word. It also helps us with focus and discipline. I have talked many times about putting on blinders and not being moved by anything that's to our right or to our left, just focusing ahead on Jesus, focusing on our goal of being alive and remaining, focusing on the matrix each and every day without distractions and interruptions. Focus and discipline. And need I remind you that discipline and disciple go together. They're the same root word. If we're to be true disciples of Jesus Christ, then we have to exercise discipline in our application of our spiritual lives. You know, if we were already, we're in the Garden of Eden before the sin or in heaven, I've said this before too, it wouldn't be a big deal. But we have an enemy who's trying to keep us from it. We need to be highly aware of his presence and his tactics and fight back. And the word of God is so powerful, we can and will win. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Number nine is consistency. We've talked about the importance of consistency, the spiritual weapon and tool, day after day after day. You know, the devil thinks he's going to get his foot in there somewhere if we back off a little bit. And he just gets really uptight with us. They're so consistent. Aren't they going to give me a break? Aren't they going to give me an opportunity to get through to them? I'm losing my grip. What am I going to do? You can just see the devil crying in his tears. You know what? He may cry and we may laugh because we have the upper hand. We have the victory in Jesus through the matrix. Woohoo! Thank you, Lord. And it also provides us, number 10, with reminders and incentives to do things like taking vitamins, working on a book, special projects. Okay, so those are the benefits. Now, page 2, starting with number C, is how-to guidelines. And I've said this already, but I'm going to say it again because we need to hear it. We need to think about it. We need to apply it to ourselves. It's not just one of those, oh, yeah, that's a nice teaching, and it goes over the head, and you go on with your life. You want to stop and pay attention to this and see, how do I do this? Let me see, what are the steps? Okay, let me take those steps. I want to be raptured. I want to be with Jesus that day. It's going to take effort on our part, time and effort, consistency, all of these things we've talked about. We have to make the decision that it's this important to us. Because if we're not doing this, and if we're choosing not to do this, we're telling God, oh, it's not that important to me. If it happens, it happens. Que sera, sera. Let me tell you, if you're not planning for it, it's not going to happen. Because the devil will see to it that you don't succeed unless you apply your effort. Okay, so how-to guidelines. Establish the covenant with God. When you've made this commitment to God, you want to please our Abba Daddy. Make the matrix your priority of the day and finish it every day. Start basic and start small, easily achievable each and every day. Pen or pencil and paper, few basic categories for starters, USPs, Word of God, Communion, Tongues, Affirmations. On affirmations, again, only 10 per day to start with, so you have consistency, because consistency is mandatory. And your three affirmations that you should be doing already, and these should be the first ones that you add to your matrix. 1 Peter 2:24, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16, in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. Psalm 19:14, in the name of Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to my heavenly Father. Okay, and then count out at least 21 consecutive days of completing your new matrix to form your new habit. After 21 days, pray about expanding your matrix. You may or may not choose to at that time. It's whatever God wants for you. Either way is right for you if it's God's choice. You can move to a computerized grid if you like. I had thought it was probably being done on Excel, but I find my husband does it on Word. Keeps it very simple and very basic, just a basic graph. And it has been suggested to us that a wonderful idea might be for us to print one of these grids, one of these graphs that ABCers can access. And I thought that was a wonderful idea. I started to think about, well, which one, what size would we do, though? Because there's so many people at so many different levels and so many different sizes of grids. We don't want to overwhelm somebody with too many options, but we want to give everybody who's expanding enough space. So we're still working on the how-to on that one. That we'll definitely pray about that. Okay, so if you expand slowly and you're sure you can successfully complete each new expansion before you move to increase. The affirmations regarding age, aging, I have written them out for you so you didn't have to. I should have told you when I told you up front that you don't have to write this out because you've got it on your outline. And so these are important regarding our bones, regarding falling, and regarding cancers. Jesus paid the price. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So God's word is providing us with the way of it taking our medicine. You know, I love it with the modern medicine. You take it through the mouth, and it has side effects. With God's word, God's medicine, we speak it out of our mouths, and there are no side effects, only positive benefits. Hallelujah. So I just want to bring up a few scriptures that are relative to this, and I think you'll all recognize the first one, Matthew 6:33, because this is what this is all about, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing all these things are being added unto us. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Have you ever wondered how God intends for us to pray always? I mean, every single minute. I mean, there's time for sleeping and eating and working and blah, 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 blah. But no, he wants us to pray always. And as we go through our matrix every day, it is a form of prayer in every aspect of it. And then Pastor Matthew brought to our attention that he found out that the Apostle Peter has a matrix. And this is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. I'd like to read these. You have them in front of you. I figured this was important enough. I wanted you to have it available to read through, to study, and focus on some of the things, the comments I'm going to make, because these are very important. Starting with verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Knowledge. ABC has taught a lot of knowledge about the Word of God, about Jesus. And this is very important. We all at ABC are highly blessed because of the emphasis on the Word of God. According to the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Wow, wonderful. And how? Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Again, knowledge is key to life and godliness. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Here it's saying we have to make a choice. If we come out from among them, there are so many places in the Word of God where it says, come out from among them. Do not be part of the world system. Do not be part of mammon. And here it says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, so what we want is to be partakers of the divine nature. That is awesome. Okay, verse number 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, here's diligence, it's focus. It's discipline. It's consistency. Add to your faith virtue. And we know from Hebrews 11:6 that it's impossible to please God without faith, and that faith is one of the fruit of the Spirit. So add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. Woohoo! There's knowledge again. And guess what? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So do not take lightly the amount of knowledge that you've got. Never feel that it's too much or too overwhelming or you can't do it. You can. Step by step, every jot and tittle, line upon line, precept upon precept, we learn the Word of God. And the more we repeat it, the more it comes out of our mouths, the more we focus on the matrix, the more it's a part of us. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. and to knowledge, temperance. Guess what? Temperance is another fruit of the Spirit. It's also known as self-control. And then patience. Patience! Hey, I want my patience and I want it now. Have you ever heard that said? That's someone who's impatiently looking for patience. But we learned in the study of the book of Revelation that, guess what? Patience, not love, not faith, but patience is the fruit of the Spirit that is required the most now in these last days. So we want definitely to develop our patience. And Peter obviously saw it way back then. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Well, kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. Charity is also known as love, and that is a fruit of the Spirit. Wow, a lot about the fruit of the Spirit here, huh? We know the fruit of the Spirit comes out of Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. And just a quick rundown here, these are the fruit of the Spirit that determine your Christian character. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness or gentleness, goodness, faith or faithfulness, meekness, temperance, self-control. For if these things, this is now verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It would be good to read this over and meditate on it and focus on some of these fruit of the Spirit that are listed here and say, how do those show up in my life? Am I making a priority of these? Can I agree with Apostle Peter in his matrix of building on the fruit of the Spirit? There's a lot here. You've got a lot to work with, but hopefully this has been inspiration enough to you to do as I did, getting serious, saying, God, it really means everything to me to be able to be raptured to see Jesus face to face that day. And I'm willing to make choices and decisions and commitments that will get me there step by step as an overcomer, as victorious in my God. Let's all take these steps and let's all be there. He loves us. He wants us there. He's made the way. He's given us his word and his Spirit. Let's use them to the fullest extent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Pastora Sarah. Such a great example of faithfulness and diligence. And so what I was coming away with was just how when we take the Lord with us into every part of our day, that doing these things like taking communion and having just that intimate time with him and with the scriptures and all of that, that the power of God then is generating in us, and in every part of our day, we have that fellowship and union with God, and we can take that kingdom of God that's within us and manifest that in our lives. So in the people's lives around us. So let's go and take this into communion. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the night that you were betrayed, you took the bread, you blessed and broke it. You gave it to your disciples and you said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all the wages of our sins, sickness and disease, infirmities and pains. You bore them in your body, and with every lash upon your back, that you exuded that virtuous healing for us, that we can partake of that even right now as we eat of your body. So we thank you, Jesus, that we have been healed by the stripes that you endured. So as we take this now and we eat this, we do this in remembrance of you, and we receive the healing that you gave to us. And also on that night, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood for the remission of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus, that you instituted a covenant in your blood, that we have that forgiveness of sin, that we can come boldly into your presence, and we can have that fellowship and intimacy with you. Thank you that we are your hands and feet in this world, that we carry you with us into every aspect of our circumstances and our environment. Thank you, Jesus, that when we go to work, you go to work too. You're with us. We carry you. It's like we're the Ark of the Covenant, and you are riding upon our shoulders, and we take you into every part of our day, that this is a covenant that you made with us, that we can come boldly and be with you, and you with us, and that we can have that unity that you've provided for us, in Jesus' name. And now let us say together that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We'll do that 10 times. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.